Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
I bet all y'all out there were wanting to start your 2022 right. Well, too bad, because Plumbing the Death Star is here to ensure that you start your year wrong with a brand new live show at the Comedy Republic. In 2019, we did an episode called How Would You Curse a Small Village that came out so heinous we couldn't put it on the public feed. And now, inadvisedly, we're putting it on the public stage by giving it another go and asking once again, how would you curse a small village? February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Tickets are $20 and you can grab them right now from the Comedy Republic website, link in the show notes below. Once again, that's February 19th, 5:30 p.m. at the Comedy Republic. Come see Plumbing the Death Star live and think to yourself, yuck.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
You get back to camp. It's kind of a buzz with activity.
Yeah.
And then I just tell Moramash all the bullshit that has happened.
Moramash's expression becomes kind of like graver and darker the more you continue.
Do we want to hold on to the armor and the...
Oh, that's...
For the time being?
I simply can't abide that. I'm sorry. But policy, you have the armor. We must hand it in, I'm afraid. And a lot of the old timers are sitting around that bonfire exchanging war stories.
Ah, beautiful.
You see, Love is Blind is part of that group. A half-elf by the name of... Saren,
I think this was my last venture out. I did not want to say anything until it was over.
It is the biggest rubber band ball you have ever seen in your entire life.
Oh my God.
The blue gem in its very center has like a little light, and you see that the gem actually glows a little bit.
Yeah, very sweet. Thank you very much. When do you leave?
My bags are packed.
We'll look through those, I guess, new missions that have popped up over the time.
You find a notice that there is this quest would take you maybe at least a couple of weeks to get there and back, let alone however difficult the job itself is. But there is a disused castle that apparently a band of goblins are now using to harass local townsfolk. Once again, that one is quite far away, but that would be worth, to deal with the goblins, that would be worth 500 gold.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
That's right. Goblins are pretty easy to deal with, I would
say. They're
not very big.
I don't know if I could kick them very far.
Yeah.
Because if I could, they're very quick.
A local boy... in one of the farmsteads on the outskirts of Grey Hill, a local farm boy is asking for a skilled bard or artisan to help him write a song. He is willing to pay 10 gold.
All right, 10 gold for writing a song. Okay.
Oh, do you think he'll mind if we show up and we're just us?
I mean, I can't hold a tune. Can you play anything?
I can play hopscotch.
That's pretty good.
I don't think... Oh, it sounds a bit like a drum. What's the next one?
A way tavern on a through road going deeper into Candor has been having issues with a ghost apparently haunting patrons and scaring off customers. The tavern owner is willing to pay 150 gold for dealing with that.
Right. Look, I don't really believe in ghosts. That should be pretty easy to do.
A spooky hotel.
A alchemist is asking for a bunch of rare and or exotic flowers.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That is, that pays per flower and depending. Well, the flowers are difficult to acquire.
Mm. Is there any kind of flowers that are after exactly? Or do we know where they might
be? There's a list. Yeah. Some of them, you look at the list. You're a druid. Hmm. You glance over the list. You know some of them. Some of them are just like rare and difficult to find flowers. Some of them you've never heard of before in your life.
What that is.
A swarm of locusts is eating crops once again in the area surrounding Greyhill. The swarm of locusts is believed to be the work of a witch or some sort of malcontent mage. A bunch of farmers have come together and are asking for assistance. They're willing to pay 400 gold.
Yeah.
Witches are scary, but
yes,
again, they're not very tall.
Yes, well, okay. As we're eating, is there anything? Was that here?
It's kind of just like you're skimming through the...
Skimming through the mall.
Yeah. I like the sound of the haunted tavern.
Yes, well, we could probably... You know, honestly, I could probably do quite a bunch of these. Look, the flowers, well, as we're traveling, we could probably, see what's going on. This swarm of locusts seems that we probably should really do something there. You know, just
to make sure.
Dealing with that. Yes.
And time sensitive.
Seems to be, we need to be, feeding the common folk. The tavern does sound interesting.
That might be it right now.
Yes. And yes, I've been going to the tavern and finding this ghost or whatever might be doing the haunting.
Well, if we help the tavern, maybe they'd let us have a beer at the tavern.
Yes, maybe they will. Plus, there's that local boy just needs a song written. And then, that Kaskal one seems pretty far away. Is it possible to do the majority of these things, head up to where the castle is, then come back?
You
is
could
that where
try, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, we could aim for that if we wanted to and see where we go.
Is the boy close?
Well, so you could swing through the Greyhill outskirts, head towards the castle, and then come back.
So you
could do the castle, you could do the boy, you could do the locusts. The tavern is the only one that's kind of out of your way.
What about the flowers?
The flowers
you don't know. You would have to, you don't know about the flowers. You could go into Greyhill itself to find the alchemist to ask them. Or alternatively, all options lead to Greyhill itself because you could ask the alchemist if they know where to find the flowers. Or you could go into Greyhill and find someone who knows where to find the flowers.
Currently,
no one in your party knows.
Yeah, right.
If we can do the majority of the others just going into the outskirts and flicking up to the castle and coming back.
Yes, I don't see why that's needed. It's a pretty good idea. Probably do that, yes.
Let's help a boy write a song and save a castle.
Yes, why not? I think we're probably down definitely one member of our party. I guess you can always ask Chantel and Olga if they're still up for adventure or if they're wanting to retire for a bit. Let's see what they're up to.
Oh, Chantel and Yeola probably showed up while you were reviewing these.
You're ready for round two?
They both nod.
Oh, we made a new friend, Saren.
Saren isn't here currently, but you could go fetch them. That'd be a little strange.
Said they want to come.
Yeah, well, yeah, we met.
Well, you haven't told them though.
Yes, no.
I wanted to.
Okay, so while Glubble is going over all of the different quests, Big T, you go tell Saren that you've got a space. Saren has like a little. A swag, basically, like a teeny tiny tent for just one.
Oh, it's good.
That she is sitting out the front of. It's got like, it's red with golden trimming on it. When you approach, you kind of like, you know how you can have a conversation through just looks?
Oh, yes.
You basically have the conversation through looks as you're walking up. Saren is like standing and grabbing her backpack before you can say anything.
If it were a conversation of looks, but we had to only convey it in sounds, can we try doing that?
Sure.
Okay. Who's going to say the first? Oh, hang on. Okay.
Or?
Meh, meh.
Ooh.
Meh. Meh, meh, meh. Good.
Saren grabs her backpack and it's kind of like half belt, half backpack. And she, it weaves into her clothes. She weaves it into her clothes.
Bum bag. She's got a bum bag on.
It's a bit like a bum bag, yeah. It like naturally has straps that go in and out of her billowy robe. She puts it on and then follows you to the quests. You're going to take the boy who needs a song. Yes. You're going to take the locust problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The alchemist.
We'll ask anyone in the party. Sharon, now, do you know any of these particular flowers by any chance?
She shakes her head. I'm sorry.
Look, probably not for us then.
All right. So, little boy who needs a song, the locust problem, and then the castle. Yeah?
Yes. No ghost hunting? Or is that a bit too far?
Ghost hunting's a bit out of your way. You could do that, but it's a big trip to include that.
Yeah, look, let's just do the local boy first, then the swarm of locusts, and then swing up to the castle.
If there's still an issue when we get back, then we really should do them if no one's helped them yet. But you know, we can do them later. Or they get help sooner. Nothing bad happens.
Exactly. Ghosts, you know, they take their time, you know.
Having made the decision, you set off. You're heading westwards. The first time you've head westwards. Mm. You previously have been exploring like a lot to the north and west. Out west, there's a lot less forest simply because you're heading towards Grey Hill itself. Mm. And as things become more and more settled, there are obviously like fewer and fewer large natural areas. There's lots of grassland, a lot of farms, but apart from that, not much else. It's a very uninteresting countryside as you stroll past, but safe. Yeah. In this area, you do not need to roll encounters.
Oh, that's good.
Until you kind of exit the safe area of Grey Hill and its surroundings, you should not need to worry about an encounter. Ooh. But yeah, that isn't to say that necessarily nothing of interest will happen.
You know, you so something interesting is going to occur. You always make such interesting adventures for us, Adam.
Well, it's just important to know that you probably would still be, you know, setting up camp and stuff like that. Mm. Actually, as well, seeing as how Mortimash was heading towards Grey Hill, if you wanted to, you could have you could travel with Mortimash.
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, that seems polite.
Mortimash rides on a horse, but he makes sure that he goes slow enough that y'all can keep up with him.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you think the horse is bored?
Do you say that to him?
No, that's not polite. I think that to myself. Can I vibe check the horse?
Well, you could vibe check the horse, but I might speak to animals the horse.
Yeah, but I haven't said this out loud. That would be so rude. Well,
yeah, but I'll be having a chat. Like, we're there for, I guess, several days, yeah?
Oh, true. Okay.
At some point, I'll be chatting.
Maybe only a day, to be honest. You're not that far from Grey Hill itself.
Okay, well, either way.
It would be asleep, but that's it.
Either way, I'm sure at some point I would have struck up conversation with the hooves.
All right. Well, Tree Stump's vibe check goes off first. Tree Stump, would you like to pick a number between 1 and 31?
30.
30?
Yes.
Are you ready to take a note?
Yes.
Wait, that's not how it happened. Reroll anything.
Thank you. But more importantly, how good's the horse? Is the horse okay? Because it sounds like I did a perfect vibe check on the horse.
The horse seems happy to be out and about.
That's kind of depressing. I'm happy to be out and about. That's no worry for a horse to live.
A horse's needs are simpler than even yours, Tree Stump. The horse is simply happy that it has a full belly and is getting to move around and stretch its legs. Mm. There are no predators nearby. It doesn't mind that there's a person on it. And in fact, it's positively encouraged by the whole situation.
Well, that's good. I'm glad it's all right.
And Gluppel, you cast Speak with Animals.
Yes. Yes, how are you going? My name's Gluppel.
I am Horse.
Oh, here, nice to meet you, Horse. You having a good time?
Yes.
Yes, that's very good. Well, you know, I get to try and know the horse. Be like, hey, what do you...
Well, you've only got, like, what is it, 4 minutes. So like what are you saying to get ridiculous. To know the horse? You don't have time
talk.
For a big
only
conversation.
Big talk. What are your dreams, Horse? Welcome to the best Hinge date of your life.
Yeah. Well, it's like 10 minutes, basically. So just to kind of like, do a good vibe check, see how the horse is going, see if it wants anything. Is Baromast treating him all right? Realizing I probably should be a better druid in my, like, life and just check in on, like,
animals and nature. Reading like
checking
you know,
in on this horse right yeah. now, here specifically, feels a bit like a middle manager coming yeah. round to all the frontline workers just briefly yep. being like, hey, just checking in. I just I just want for today only. Yes, yes, no, yes. for this week until I have a bad day and forget that I'm doing this.
Yeah. Well,
I want you to feel like I care.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like you gotta realize in the last maybe like less than a week, Glupple has become a spider, realized, oh no, he's fucked up, gone to a better druid than he will ever potentially be. Realize like I couldn't even really identify where the grove was. It took me a bit. That's not good. Then there was a quest which was like, hey, find some flowers. And it's like, oh, yes, well, yes, I'm a druid. I'm attuned to nature. I understand what flowers are. Fuck, it's basically part of my, I don't know what the fuck that is. Sunflower, what is that? So, yeah, I think maybe at this point, probably feeling a little bit self-conscious about the whole druidism thing and being like, recently, I used my druid powers to burn the corpses of two giants.
That's nature, baby.
That's nature.
That's the cycle
baby.
Of life.
Turn it back. Send it back to the earth, baby.
The giants eat the buffalo.
Yes.
The giants get burnt by adventurers. The giant's ash becomes grass. Yes. The buffalo eat the grass. That's the circle of life, baby.
Circle of life. Mostly all I do is cause things to go on fire.
As the philosopher Elton John once said, that's the circle of life and it rules us all.
So, yes, I think maybe Glupple might be feeling a little bit self-conscious. And also the fact that, yes, once kind of a really big identity shift from, yes, being like who he is as a person to then being a spider for way too long and then a man, just a regular human with weird floppy limbs.
The horse seems to be doing fine. It's happy enough. It definitely does not seem to understand what you meant by name. Like, it seems to think now it's like, yes, humans, they are called Glupples. I thought they were called humans. They're called Glupples.
No, Glupples. Yes, that's correct.
And the horse, like Tree Stump before you, you figure out that the horse seems pretty chuffed to be where it is right now.
Are you having a good time? That's very nice. Do you have a favorite food?
Hay.
Hay? All right. Well, I don't have any hay, but I might have this good here, good berry. Would you like a good berry?
Yes.
I hold out my palm and feed this horse.
Moramash watches as you feed his horse. He's maybe having a conversation with Yeola, and you can see him and Yeola exchanging question marks and expression.
Why? What's wrong with feeding a horse?
I think you're feeding the horse medicine and like enough medicine to sustain a person. Imagine if you had like a big steak Sanger in your bag and you're like, oh, for the dog.
Yeah, half for the dog, half for me. That's being lovely to the dog.
The horse eats the good berry. That's good.
Yes, he's very good. Hey, you have a good day. We'll be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Keep enjoying your good times. Maybe then go and have a chat to Moramash and Yola. Fucking judging my fucking ways, piece of shit.
You pull back a little bit. Moramash looks over. Yeah. He and Yola exchange like a bit of an expression. Moramash turns over and says, how's the horse going? Is he all right?
Oh, yeah, horse is going. He's having a wonderful time.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes.
Yes.
It's good. It's good. You're having a good day.
Yeah, I think it happened an all right day, I guess.
Yes, I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that.
It's a bit weird.
That sounds genuine. That wasn't mocking you.
Okay, it's just a bit weird. Like, you know, I'm not used to having these such thick thighs.
Truly, they are thighs for the ages, Marsh says.
Yes. I'm not used to this, like a rubbing effect between them. It's strange. There's nothing moist there to kind of help them slip along. It's irritating.
You should get a pair of riding trousers like me, he says, and he slaps his trousers.
Perhaps I should, yes. I definitely need to. I'm not sure if I picked up. Presumably I picked up some kind of clothing.
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Yeah, you're wearing clothes. You're wearing clothes.
Well, yeah, but none of them were my own.
Some sort of sack?
Did you not have clothes?
I had clothes for a fish boy.
Yeah, yes, you are bigger now, but a lot of those clothes were probably, like, not. That you wouldn't have had zippers or tight buttoning.
I guess.
Some of those clothes might still fit you. Boy.
Yeah, I'm slutty fish boy with pre-moistened clothes.
You would still certainly be wearing your... You could still be certainly wearing your own clothes.
Okay. No, I wouldn't be. They would have gotten et by that fucking toad.
You had nothing at camp?
Oh, no, I would have had some slutty.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone keeps some stuff back at camp.
Pre-moistened clothes from my damp, damp skin that clearly is ill-fitting. Hate this.
Moramash looks looking at you.
He's a half-orc, yeah?
Yeah, he's a half-orc.
Okay. Do they grow beards?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to need someone to teach me.
Moramash shaves, though, so...
Oh, yes. Well, I will be definitely... If I ever see that happening, I'll be like, how do you do that?
Well before that happens, on the first day, Moramash says, well, if you'd like, I could size you up for a pair of trousers. While I'm in Greyhill, I have a tailor there.
That would be absolutely wonderful. Yes, I'm not quite used to all this extra...
Well, if you leave some gold with me, I can I can have my tailor do something for my tailor. The tailor I go to get some stuff done for you.
Yeah, of course. I would absolutely adore that. Yes, thank you so much.
Do you wear socks? Must be a new phenomenon for you as well.
What?
Your boots, they're going to wear upon your feet. They probably already have. I'm shocked you haven't mentioned blisters.
Just like look down barefoot. What?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Jackson here interrupting this garbage podcast to tell you about one of Sanspants Radio's other garbage podcasts, Plumbing the Death Star, the best podcast you'll ever hear. Me and the two Joels ask dumb questions about pop culture we truly know nothing about, inevitably making you frustrated but also entertained. Look for Plumbing the Death Star wherever podcasts are found.
Well, I mean, I suppose you can be barefoot. There's nothing... against it or anything like that, but just you won't like fancy it.
Bleeding, blisters, splinters everywhere. You mean they? You don't have? Huh?
You mean there's another way?
Huh? Oh, I have much to learn.
Just wonder, like, where do you guys keep your foot blood?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I'm quite accustomed to it.
I can get some socks and boots. You know what? If you leave, how much? Do you have? I don't know. Maybe like 15 gold.
Yes, I can get you a full
wardrobe, something nice.
That'd be great.
Something really nice, actually. I suppose 5 gold would be enough just to get you by. I can get you several sets of clothes and whatnot. Some cold weather, some hot weather.
Oh, that. Look, here's 15 gold. You do what you need to
help
me.
With 15 gold, I can get you something nice.
Oh, that yes. I do need to get all kinds of manners of things. Because, like, honestly, I thought looking over at Chantal and everything, I just thought it was like a coating over the top, kind of like, you know, like a turtle has a shell. I didn't realize there was things underneath.
That is insane. You wear armor.
No, I meant for the foot. For the foot.
That is insane. Yeah. You wear armor.
Oh, no, but do you know what? To become a human and to look around and it's like a tabaxi and a Goliath and, you know, a dragon person, you'd look around and be like, different bits.
In the same way
that you as a fish boy were bipedal.
Yeah, exactly. Bipedal and just like giant flippers for feet. Like just giant.
Yeah, you keep spooking us now because we can't hear the gentle slap to know you're arriving.
Oh, yes. Also, no tail. Fucking weird. So, yeah, no. It's very strange. Yes, that would be very very appreciative, Moramash. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well, you spend one night camping on the road.
Excellent.
And that morning, you see Moramash with a small, probably not like a proper mirror, just like polished silver and a straight razor shaving himself in the morning.
Just like staring wide-eyed. How? Moramash.
Well, on the trail,
teach me.
There's not a lot but cold water.
Yes.
But were you in town or at camp even? One might have access to lathers and stuff. He explains the basic principles of making a lather so that you can shave yourself. But without one, he shows you how to shave with his straight razor.
Excellent. How well of a job do I currently do? I can imagine lots of little tiny squares of toilet paper.
You do pretty well.
Covering many cuts. Well, do I?
Yeah, you probably don't cut yourself at all.
The best news.
That's going to be a surprise when
false
it happens.
Sense of security.
Yes.
Glubble accidentally slits his throat from ear to ear without Mora Marsh's guidance.
Yes, no. Yes. I'll,
he doesn't even know he died.
shaving all that gross hair off my face, and every time I catch the disgusting pink skin in the mirror, getting a little bit sad, but going forward.
Once this, he says, and he points to your head hair, once this gets to any sort of length, we can figure out what we're doing with that, unless you want to shave that as well.
He's providing some kind of warmth. I've noticed it's very cold with this body.
Sure, it won't provide a lot of warmth, you know, but then what's I suppose, yes, it
colder
provides.
Than when you were a fish.
Well, I'm assuming that when you're a fish, you got like a seal has blubber.
All right.
Fair point.
Do fish have warm blood or cold blood?
Well, it's a lacanthan, so I'm assuming that would probably have some kind of like, I don't know about the warm or cold blood, but I definitely imagine it would be kind of, yeah. Because it has to get like in water every now and again, so I figured it would kind of want to be warm. Yeah, that's just my thinking behind things. Anyway.
I just don't understand how they stay warm if the water, if the ocean's cold.
Yes.
Like, how does their blood stay warm?
Blubber.
But how does it get warm in the first place?
I know enough to know that I don't know how blubber works. How does a whale keep its blood warm?
I couldn't tell you. See, this is what I want to know. It comes from a little egg, and that's in the cold water, and then all of a sudden it's hot? How does it get hot?
Wait, do whales come from eggs?
No, they give birth to live young.
They're mammals, they live birth. Okay. Okay, no.
I just had like an idea of a fucking whale roosting, and I didn't know what to do with that information.
Okay. No, well, if mammals have live birth, okay, you got warm because you came from a warm place.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's quite puzzling for me that why do humans have hair if not for warmth? I don't understand, but I will keep marching forward.
Oh, for when you go to the tailor, I hand you one of my loyalty cards for the merchant discount.
What? You know that's not a physical card, right?
Why can't it be?
Yeah.
Okay then. When you go to the... That won't work. I'm not going to the tailor. Never mind.
When you go to the tailor, say my name. I sent you there and he'll give you a big discount. When did you go to the tailor?
When you get to the tailor, tell them you know Tree Stump and they won't charge you very much. They won't charge you very much at all. It's good. I use it every time.
I do like you going to a human tailor to be like, well, we're going to need...
those pants you have? Can you make them wide and then the shorts for me?
We can definitely do our best.
My name's Tree Stump.
It's like their favourite client.
They get to use all their excess sailing...
Ah, yes.
Sales.
You know how tailors have excess sailing sales?
Yeah. You go into a tailor shop, they're like, man, I wish we could do something with these sailing sales, but no one's big enough.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to cut fabric.
Yeah. Because you know how tailors, like a personal like goal for all tailors is to be like, we need to dress the biggest boy. And so they get like someone who's 6 foot and then they're like, oh, that's pretty decent. Like it's pretty big. But then the Goliath comes in. They're like, look at this unit. And they're pretty happy.
They get excited, like, if you're a car person and you see a big car.
Yeah.
They're like, oh! Imagine how she runs.
What a big lady. She's going to be dressed so well in my clothes.
So, Isaiah, we have that conversation.
Sorry, Adam. No, that happened.
This is a flashback to Tree Stump's first time in Grey Hill.
On the second day, at about just after lunch, Mora Marsh gestures to the path that he needs to now cut down. He bids you all good day, and then he heads off to Grey Hill on his own.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Say Tree Stump.
The rest of you move onwards. After a little while, you come to... So the Locust Horde one is kind of like a nebulous issue. A little like harder to pin down exactly where you need to be. You know, like a general area? Where you can start searching. And you know, like, in that area, you could kind of talk to any farmer. And I suppose you are in that area now, so you could head to any farmstead you wanted to and speak to someone, or you could make a beeline directly for Happenstance Farm, which is where the boy is who needs help with a song.
Right. Well, I think we should probably head, not so much a beeline to there, but a direct route there. But while we are, if it's not veering off too much, asking some of the locals about their locust problem. And maybe asking some of the cows, actually, about the locust problem. Is it a cow country or is it sheep country? A bit of both.
Might be neither, to be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of the Grey Hills...
Hog country.
No, not animal, period. A lot of the surrounding area of Grey Hill is wheat.
Yeah.
How's the lows?
Yeah, it's good with lows.
Lows?
Yes.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, you don't think there is an animal farm in Grey Hill, period.
Yeah. Yeah, so they kind
it's,
of went
for the most part, just many, 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 wheat. Many, many fields of wheat. There are some other crops. You can get some some exotic crops like potato or tomato. But for the most part,
the
it's
devil's wheat. Apple.
Yeah, the devil's apple. But no apples around here. Not since the Appleville Mafia came to town, making sure they're the only ones supplying the apple game.
Yeah.
But yeah, there does not seem to be any, even any sign of farmsteads. Like, you can't even find a farmstead where you're like, oh, they have a horse like to till the field.
Yeah, right. No, like, do they have any chickens? Yeah.
Is it find no evidence of animal habitat. Here?
Yeah, it is actually almost suspicious.
I'm worried. Maybe that's like as we are talking to like some of the farmers, be like, in your looks. Also, I've noticed there's no kind of beast of burden, like a horse even.
Well, if you ask specifically, any farm, the first person you tell spits on the ground, kind of half in disgust, and says, "Aye, the locusts when they come through, they'll eat everything in their path." And sure enough, you gesture. It's like it is shocking the amount of wheat that has been clearly destroyed by locust pests. Like the. What should be just fields upon fields of wheat, actually kind of, now that you're in among it and seeing it up close, you see that it is mostly, very mostly, unusable piles of nothing. Just like stripped bare of almost anything, stalks.
Yeah.
The locusts, when they come through, they'll strip the corn right off the stalk. And then, and this is the most filthy, disgusting part, any animal that happens to be outside the homestead, they'll swarm it, choke it out, and kill it.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Oh, no.
I found nothing but bones once.
Yeah.
An entire stock of cattle lost.
That's absolutely horrifying. Where the animals that were saved, where are they now?
The only animals that are alive were the ones inside the house. Me, my family, and my dog. And then, sure enough, a dog, an old scruffle-looking dog, like a dog that should have the name Scruffles, plods out and sits down. This dog must be 90.
Oh, I give it a bit of a, you know, scratch behind the ear. Yeah, doing well, I hope. Right, what can you tell us about the locusts?
What locust secrets is this suspicious farmer hiding? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sandspants? Let us shoot our long hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sandspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sandspants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sandspantsradio.com.